back.
Was this in
February? Well, in February. I should get it at the beginning of February. I might be able to get it earlier, but the file is at the beginning of February. What?
I feel. Mother of.
Was your. Raquel?
Right there, here he goes.
Not get it.
How do you know? What? How do you know Raquel didn't get it?
Don't.
He doesn't tell you anything, he doesn't talk to you. Okay. We are a member of the day. I can't keep up with how your mind operates. Like, it's beyond me. I can't figure out how, like, Raquel got to this conversation. I really can't. But it's okay.
My son's asked the same question.
But, okay, so we are a Mevavim at Beis, and we just learned that there was this person that came and he said he had Mila, not Tvila. We had no idea whether the Mila was on L'Shem Gamers or not. So Rabbi Yehuda said, who cares, just do Tvila, it's good enough. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can't do Tvila because you need both. And then the Braitha said, this is our Mevavim at Beis, I will identify the place in a moment. Then the Braitha said, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can do a Tvila's Ger in Shabbos. I see you cannot. So we're up to Amar Mar. Now, where is Amar Mar? I guess go across from Taisus, Kipuigi, and come down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Amar Mar. Lefichach Mabilin Ger B'Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can do Mila on a Ger on Shabbos. Frek the Gemara. Never Rabbi Yehuda. Pshita. Kiven Dam Rabbi Yehuda B'chad Desagi. Since Rabbi Yehuda said one is enough, again, Rabbi Yehuda had said, right, Rabbi Yehuda had said that the person who came in and said he did Mila, we do Tvila. The Gemara understands that Rabbi Yehuda is saying one or the other suffices. That's the Gemara's Havamina. That Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is one or the other suffices. So, of course, you can do Tvila on Shabbos if he already had Mila. And if he didn't have Mila, you can't do Tvila on Shabbos, right? So why, what's the chiddush that you can do Tvila on Shabbos? Right, Pshita. Kiven dam Rabbi Yehuda b'chad desagi, hechad amol lefaneinu madvilan, my lefichach. What's the chiddush of the lefichach? The Gemara, because mal detamel Rabbi Yehuda Tvila ikar. See, in the story, you didn't see from Rabbi Yehuda that either one works. All you saw in Rabbi Yehuda is that that Tvila is enough, because the guy came in and said he had a Mila. We don't know if he did or not. And we said we do just tribal him. You don't see from here that either one of the two works. Only see from him that Tvila works. So therefore, maybe you don't do Tvila on Shabbos.
If Mila worked, why would you do anything?
Well, we don't know he had Mila. He said he had Mila L'Shem Gamers. We have no idea. Right? So we can't rely on him. He might have been circumcised as a kid, as a guy. So therefore, Mila by itself is not a riot there. So we said, just tribal him. That proved to us that Tvila works. But that doesn't prove to us that either one works. So therefore, the bride has to say that Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is not that Tvila works. It's that either one works. Therefore, if we know he had Mila L'Shem Geiris, we can tribal him on Shabbos. Because it's not necessary. Because he already had Mila, and that's good enough. The fichach mal the tamer b'huda tefila ikar or tefila b'shabbos loy the kamasak and gavra that we shouldn't allow tefila on Shabbos because that's the geirus. Kamash malon Rabbi Yehuda ayha. The lefichach is to expand Rabbi Yehuda. The story teaches us Rabbi Yehuda holds tefila works. The story does not teach us that Rabbi Yehuda holds either one works. So therefore, the brayta says lefichach. I want you to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not shot that Tvila works. Rabbi Yehuda holds either one works. And therefore, if he had Mila L'Shem Geiris, which was not the case in the story, we don't know that, but if he did have Mila L'Shem Geiris, you can do Tvila on Shabbos because it's not necessary. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tvila Amar Mar, Lefichach Magbilim B'Shabbos, Diver Rabbi Yehuda, Pshita, Kivil Rabbi Yehuda, B'chad Desagiach, D'mol L'Fanein Magbilim, Tvila Iker, Da'a Mila Shemin Alei, D'kamer Mabakach. The story only shows that he said Amila. What would he care if he had it or not? Right? But who says that he holds?
If you don't know, how can you have it on Shabbos?
Again, we're mixing apples and oranges, and I wasn't clear. The story was, the guy came in and said, I had Mila. We don't rely on him. That he did it L'Shem Geiris, how do we know? So, Rabbi Yehuda said, title limit is good enough. Period. That that's the story. Now, what would happen if a person did have Mila L'Shem Geiris? And he wants to do the Tevilah on Shabbos? New story, not that story. From the story itself, you would say, no. Rabbi Yehuda never said that Mila by itself is good enough. He said Tevilah by itself is good enough. That's what we saw by the story. We never saw in the story that either one works. We saw in the story that Tevilah works, like Rabbi Yeshua said. We didn't see that Mila works like itself, like Rabbi Eliezer said. Therefore, the Bryce says, L'fichach, I want you to understand Rabbi Yehuda. If a guy did have Mila L'Shem Geiris, not the story, then we can table him on Shabbos because it's not necessary. So the L'fichach is not going back on the story. It's expanding on the story. The story teaches me that Mila is not necessary. The story doesn't teach us a thing about Tevilah. So the Bryce doesn't want you to walk away misunderstanding Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bryce continues and says, L'fichach, I want you to know, L'fichach, that Rabbi Yehuda does not favor Tevilah over Mila. Either one is enough. Therefore, in a case where he did have Mila, which was not the case in the story that we know of, therefore, in that case, Mila is enough, and he can table on Shabbos. Now, we move on to Rabbi Yaisi. Dr. Braisa, Rabbi Yaisi, I'm Ma'emad Mila. Now, Rabbi Yaisi said in the story that no, the guy came in and said he had Mila, it's not good enough for us. We need our cup of time bread. Because we don't know if the Mila was on L'Shem Geiris, and Rabbi Yaisi requires a Mila L'Shem Geiris. And then the Braisa says, Rabbi Yaisi says, we don't table a person on Shabbos, Pshita. The Kivan Dama Rabbi Yaisi Tartibinan. Rabbi Yaisi is the one that rejects, said that you can't just do Tevilah. You need Mila. Tekuna Gavra B'Shabbos Lamin Sakninan. Again, what is the question to Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi in the story when the guy came and said Malti, did not accept the guy's Malti. He needed a Tavis Dambret. It means Rabbi Yaisi seemed to say you need two things. So of course you can't travel on Shabbos. Why does the Bryce have to speak that out? So the Gemara again, the same reason. From that story you see Rabbi Yaisi requires Mila. You don't see that he requires Tevilah. Maybe Mila by itself is enough. Kamash Malan, he needs both. So the Lefichach expands both of them. From the story you see that Rabbi Yehuda accepts Tevilah and Rabbi Yaisi needs Mila. But you don't see Rabbi Yaisi needs both, and you don't see the Rabbi Yehuda holds either or. So by saying the Lefichach, it expands them. And it says Rabbi Yehuda wants either or, and Rabbi Yaisi insists on both. Let's read it inside. Mal the tame of Rabbi Yaisi Mila Iker. The Hassan would have a Mila befanainu. And by that story, the Mila wasn't done in front of us. So Amel Litul Zeb Shabbat. Abahech to have a Mila befanainu. Amel Litul Zeb Shabbat. But when we know there was a Mila, maybe Rabbi Yaisi would say that's good enough. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yaisi Tartiboy. That you need both. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Yaisi Amel Bilan. Tarti boy, Vava got the mole befanenu, and even if he did the meal in front of us, Tevilasai Teknasai, the Tevilah finishes him off. According to Rabbi Yaisi, Geiris requires both. Now this is all besides Kabbalah's mitzvahs, which everybody holds you need. Yes, Rabbi Kov.
What Dr. Harris said, so the guy comes in and says, I did Tevilah, one of the two. Does that
believe? We don't know.
Yeah, but a person comes along and says he's a kohen, he believes, right? The difference is because one's a yid and one's not a yid.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You're speaking out unbelievable things. Wait five lines in the Gemara and we'll see. How long can we pass that way? Yeah, but if it's not a fact, guy walks and says he's a kohen, we want to do whatever he wants. Well, it's not true. We do pigeon a ben. Unless you mock put on a Rappaport, you know what I mean? Or. Don't take my advice. I'm a rabbi. Now, we're going to start learning a lot more about Hilchos Geiris, so let's take it piece by piece. I'm a rabbi. Ubda Hava Be Rabchia by Rabbi. There was a story by Rabchia by Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Shia by Rabbi. Now, very key to what I'm going to say now. And Rav Yosef adds that Rav Yishev by Rabbi was there as well. For Rav Safra Masni, that Rav Yishev by Rav Chia was also there. Very key. that each Monday Amrit is adding one, which means the third Monday Amrit says there were three people there. The Hazalik Hamei Ger Shemol Bele Tavol. In front of him came a Ger that was Mol L'Shem Geirus, but hadn't done Bris Mila yet. And this was at night. Night. One night, these three Amoraim are sitting together. And a Ger came in, and he had proof that he did Mila L'Shem Geirus. And he wants to go to the mikvah now. So Amalai said to him, Shoyi kan ad l'mokar v'nit v'linach. Wait till tomorrow, by daytime, and we'll do tefillah. That's the story. Amin atlas, three halachas. Shmami nager sarak shloisha. From the fact that Rav Safra tells us that there was a third person there. Right. Why did that need to be mentioned? Why was that important to the story? Teretz says Rav Safra is telling you need three. And nobody argues on it. He's adding the third because he wants us to know that three is a necessity. Titus asks, who said, maybe it's just stand there. So Titus says, Rav Chiya and Rav Aisha are friends. So you mentioned them. Rav Chiya by Rebbe, Rav Aisha by Rebbe. But Rav Safra, why is Rav Aisha by Rav Chiya there? The answer is to tell me that you need three people. The guy had Mila L'Shem Geiris. And they told him, come back tomorrow. That means they paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, you need Mila and Tvila. No Geiris at night. The Gemara is going to explain in a minute why. Fret the Gemara, the name is Shmami Nanami Bina Mumchim. He had three chashiva people. You need a bezin of mumchim. You know, Rav Chiya, Rav Aisha, and other Rav Aisha. Maybe, why don't we prove that? Zok the Gemara, Dilma de Iklu. That might have just happened to be that they were mumchim. Three, you see from the fact that Rav Safra thought it was important to let us know there was a third one there. Mumchim? It happened to be. They were mumchim. It could have been regular people. Rashi. Zok to Rashi, Rav Chiya, all the way up. Uvda Havi by Rav Chiya by Rebbe, Rav Aisha Masna by Rav Aisha by Rebbe, Klem Rav Aisha Nami Havi by Rav Chiya was also there. Rav Safra Masni, the Af Rav Aisha by Rav Chiya Havi by Dayo, there was a third one there. So in the wait, Lila Hoya, the Rashi was night. Shmami, just finished the Rashi. Shmami Nami, the Rav Safra, the Amar Tlasa Havi, Ger Tzarek Shloisha. So why don't we bring a ride to be the Mumchim Kani Tlasa, Gavi Rabbanon, Ravarvi, they were big Rabbanon. That the Gemara because Dilma the Iklu Haki have a Maisa this from Rabbana Kihani. Abu Gimel Vade Shemina Midkel Public Rav Safra Maisa Vadav the Klosses. Rav Safra tells us there were three people there. That means he's insisting that there be three people. Yes.
I thought
I don't know what that means. Doctor Gemara, can you wait a minute? Doctor Gemara, I'm Rav Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rav Yechonon, Ger Tzar of Gimel Mishpat Ksivbe, and that's why you need by day also to Mishpat. And Mishpat has to be done by day. Like Rabbi Cohn said, Ein Bezin Balayla. I don't know where you got that saying, but it doesn't make a difference. You're right. It's a Mishpat, and that's what you need by day. Chiddush is that by Dine Maman, as Halacha is, the beginning of the Mishpat has to be by day. The end can be by night. Geiris, even the last act of Geiris, has to be by day. He was Mal. He just came to do Tvila. He started by day. He did Mila by day. Mashmalon, that the whole mishpat has to be, it's like a mishpat throughout, that everything has to be done by day. Rashi, the Rashi mishpat ksibbe, mishpat echad yir lechem v'lager. Says the word mishpat when it says ger, the aim mishpat pachas migimel. That's why you need three, and by the way, that's why you need night, daytime as well.
How does that answer the question, it just happened to be that they're all mumchim, right?
Correct.
But by three, they don't say that.
Because Rav Safra had to tell us there was a third. Why did he tell us?
But
who needs that piece of information? Why doesn't it tell us the color pants he was wearing?
But who has to tell us that they were?
They happened to be mumchim. Let me just finish with it.
What's the difference?
If it wasn't necessary to have three, Rav Safra would not have told us. But he's telling us you need three. Now, it happened to be that in that story, the three were mumchim.
That if it would have been a Pasha the Yid, you wouldn't have said that was somebody.
It's not true. Behold, you need three. You would have said there was another Pasha the Yid there. Rabbi Rom Kohn was there, not a Pashtunian, but he's not a Mumcha.
Margaretin, what was Rav Yosef adding then?
The Kohn is speaking.
I'm sorry?
Oh, by the way, Limud Hayayim is L'Zecher Nishmas Rav Nassim Natan Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, sponsored by Rabbi Mrs. Yaakov Kovel, on the day of his yard time in the Libra B'Yitz Chutz Rav Yisrael. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Rabbi Shem. I'm sorry. Rabbi Schutz had a question, yes.
Rav Yosef only added one name. What was the purpose of adding just one name?
Can you wait
name?
One second? Yes. I guess the Gemara feels that he identifies who the third was, so we should believe him there was a third one there, you know, that we can identify the name. Guess what the Gemara feels. I hear, but I don't know. That's what Tysus speaks out. I don't know, I'm just saying. Tysus asked on the Ger Tzar Shleish to deal with the Iklu. So Tysus said there would have been no reason for him to tell us a third. But it seems that who the third was, once he's telling us there was a third, there's no chiddush in the fact that he told us who the third was. That's Rav Meisha.
Rav Yosef and Rav Safra were not there?
No, they're telling us what happened at the story.
But they were not there, right?
Who said, no, there's no reason to believe they were there.
In other words, just they're adding to the story, and each one is adding whatever information he has. Rav Yosef only has Rav Yosef by Rebbe and Rav Safra.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Dr. Gemarabait. Tana Rabbana. And this is the answer to the previous conversation. Mi Shabba Ambabav Amar Gerani. Somebody comes in and says, listen, I am a Ger. Yochu Nekablanu. We should accept him. Talmud Leimer Itach. The Pasuk says the word Itach. I don't have the Pasuk in front of me. Does Archko bring the Pasuk? I'm sure he does. Can somebody read it for me? Yogvi Itcha Ger. So it says Itcha. Okay, we're going to see that later, right? I'm sorry, you're right. Memugziklach. You have to know that he's a Ger. He needs proof that he's a Ger. Now, that, the Rishayim speak out. Item. I don't think it's in the Gemara. It might be in the Gemara later. I don't think so. Yeah. Tysus speaks out. It's only if we knew he was a guy. If we knew he was a guy and he walks in and says, hi, I'm a Ger, we say, no, it doesn't work that way. Prove that you're a Ger. But if we didn't know that he's a Ger, a guy, and a guy walks in and says, I'm a Ger, he could have said, I'm a Yid. Right? Anybody comes into shul, we say, prove your Judaism? We don't say that. We accept that he's a Yid. So if a guy walks in and we knew he was a guy, he walks in and says, I became Jewish, we say, hello, rabbi, you know, sir, how do we know? But if we never knew he was a guy, and a guy walks in and says, I'm a Ger, he could have said, I'm a Jew. Nobody would have known differently. He's saying he's a Ger, he's a believer with amigo. That's what Tyson says. So that's how local Lamaisa. If you want to know why we trust a guy that he's a Ger, that's the answer to your question. You asked me before, a guy walks into shul, why do we believe him as a kayin and we don't believe him as a ger? The answer is we believe him as a ger too, if we never knew he was a guy.
That's not me doing it by the kayin.
It's also because why in the world would he lie? Ein echad neman. But ein echad neman, if we knew he was a Yisrael and he walks in one day and says he's a kayin, we don't believe him. If he was mukzik as a Yisrael, and then one day he walks in and says, I know exactly what you're going to say, now it's coming. It is coming. This is coming. He can't control himself. This is going to come. It's just a question of how many seconds it takes. As I'm afraid to talk. Here we go. Here we go. Anyway, so let's go back to the thing, right? So that's Tyson's answer to your question. Anyway. So me shall never have a gear and you have a limit. The Muxikla.
I'm sorry. Yes. The person would be here, the Muxik Yisrael, and he comes and says I'm a Kayan.
We don't believe him.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? He's Yisrael till now.
But
here we go again. It's impossible.
Why can't he be believed?
Why should we believe him?
Why not? He is.
He is a chazaker. He's not a kohen.
What are you talking about?
When did he change? What happened? Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. We knew. Why did we know that this is going to come up? He had proof. He told us how he found out. Enochinami. If a guy walks and says, I'm a kohen because I found my grandfather's kevin, it says, Hakayan, Enochinami.
What? Does he believe for that?
Yeah. He has proof.
Oh, he has to bring proof. He has to bring proof.
Yeah.
He just can't say it's on the cover.
He brings a picture of the cover.
Who posted that?
Here we go again. It never ends, right? Why did I know this was going to come up, right? How about if he has Adam? How about if he has Adam? How about if he has Adam? Forget the word Itcha. That tells me that whenever he lives there, you believe him. Now, the Gemara is going to ask. Obviously, if he has Adam, we believe him. We leave Adam and everything else. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But we're not there yet. We're in the middle of the Brisa. Let's just catch up with Rashi. We shouldn't require Atabas on Brisa Tvila. Bava Adam Imai. Minayin Shinaman, Tamalam Yogi Mikomakam, Kaman Parak, even the Adam, Emai, Pshita, give me by your cross, I need a passage that I trust Adam. So again, Itcha says, we have to know. But Artsakam says, you don't have to know. That's what we're darshaning it. So we say, if we know, if he has Adam, we don't have to know any other way. And Itcha says, without Adam, we don't accept him. And the Gemara is going to say, why do I need a passage that we accept Adam? Right. Ain Leel Abarat. That tells me that Geirus is applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, Ba'artzachem, in your land. B'chutz la'aretz minayin, how do I know we accept Geirus b'chutz la'aretz? Talmud Leimer Itcha, and the Gemara is going to say, didn't we use it already? B'chol makom she'itcha, wherever Jews live, we accept Geirus. Yes, Dr. Harris.
I think you said Artzachem.
Again, all this is going to be in the Gemara. These questions are all going to come up in the Gemara. We are now in the middle of a braisa. Itcha says you have to can't accept his own word. Ba'artzachem says you can accept Adam. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, why do I need a pasuk to accept Adam? We haven't gotten to the answer yet. But Rashi knew you wouldn't move ahead if you didn't know that the Gemara is going to ask the question. So Rashi stops and says, the Gemara will ask the question. Have patience. That you have to have proof. What? That's a different Itcha. That again, Gemara will ask. We used Itcha already. You can't use Itcha twice. Again, all these will be Gemara's questions. So why does it say if you can accept Gerim everywhere? In Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a raya that you were Megayer with a bezin. Because people lie in Eretz Yisrael to be Jewish. In Eretz Yisrael, it pays to be Jewish. Whereas, Bechutzlar is ain't Tarach Lehi Raya. If a guy walks in a Chutzlar and says he's Jewish, trust me, you can believe him. Why in the world would he want to become Jewish? You gotta be a fool to become Jewish, unless he's sincere. Why else would he want to become Jewish? That's what the Tanakhama says. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hamimayim, not true. Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz, Tarach Lehi Raya. That's the end of the Braisa. A lot of questions on this Braisa. We're going to have to take one by one. But we seem to have a Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Chutz La'aretz, a guy walks in and says, I'm Jewish. Doesn't need any proof. Even if you knew he was a guy, why in the world would he say he's Jewish? And that's just so. Pays to be a Jew. So you have to have proof. Chamim said, no, you have to have proof in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. Because if you don't let me believe a guy, we said before, you believe with Amigo. Everywhere. We just spoke out to Isis that said if we don't know the guy was a guy, and he walks in and he says he's a ger, he could have said, I'm Jewish. He didn't have to say he's a ger. Rashi, b'chom b'chom sh'itcha, l'kam and parach avikti. The Gemara is going to say, didn't we use itcha? Tzarech l'bi rai, yishev a beth in this guy. Shem a givoyni mol hu. Maybe he's a Gevaynimol, those days, regular guy didn't circumcise, but Gevaynim did. And maybe he's just lying, a Meshaka, because he wants to be a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. It pays to be Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Gemara Bait. Now we're going to dissect the Braisa. Bohu ve'edav imay.
Am I getting?
Krol amalim.
Am I getting?
Yes.
I just don't know too much about the Givonim. Was that a one-time event, or did it span centuries?
Yes, it stood centuries. These are the Nesinim. They did get Bris Mila.
The Givonim.
Nothing in my right.
Okay.
Bahu ve'edav imai. Crawl umily. Why do I need a pasuk to believe Edom? Dr. Gemara Amar Rav Sheish is the Amri Shamanu Shinizgayer Bebezin Shoplaini. They don't know firsthand. They're secondhand witnesses. They come in and they say, we didn't see the Geras, but people were saying that this guy was Megayer in that bed. Right? Can we rely on secondhand witnesses? We never do. Adis has to be firsthand. I shouldn't say we never do. We rarely do. Kiddush over here is, that chat is, we shouldn't believe them, right? Kalash Malan comes to tell me that we believe secondhand witnesses over here. Because it says Ba'artzachem. Ba'artzachem tells me that there's a leniency in Geirus. Itcha tells me you have to know. Ba'artzachem tells me a leniency. And we say that leniency means we're willing to accept secondhand testimony. Rashi. No, Rashi just talks in the Mount Zimbalay Lamlino. Okay. Weiter. Next part of the Braisa. Baretz, the Braisa says, Ba'artzachem, Elia Baretz. That tells me Geirus works in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutzlaetz minaya. Tamad loyme itcha. B'chom mokum she itcha. Frekta gemara ba'avikte. Didn't you use me'itcha to tell me that you need proof? That when a guy comes in and says I was Megayer, he needs proof? So how can you use me'itcha for two things? Zokta gemara, chada me'itcha. The Chodam may, but the Gon is Gairus may Itchem. The Chiyagra, I don't know where it says Itchem. I don't have the pasuk in front. Our Gairus seems to be Me'imach. It says Gair V'Soysha V'Cha Imach, a different pasuk. The word Imach, we learn out one of these two drashas. Meaning one drasha comes from the fact that it says Itcha. And one drasha comes from the fact that it says Imach according to our Geirus, according to the Gaon, because it says Itchem. One is to tell me that you need a proof, and one is to tell me that Geirus works with Chutz Lares. Rashi, Me'imach, Rashi identifies the pasuk as Geir V'Tayshach B'Chai Imach. That means the Gra is not saying, meaning Rashi argues with the Gra, I just want to point that out. Rashi has a different pasuk than the Gra has. The Gra is saying it's not from Imach, which is not in this Parsha, it's in a different Parsha. And Rashi is saying, no, it's from the word Imach. Nothing in my right. Chamimimrim, bein b'chutz l'aretz, bein b'eretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz, tarav riraya. Frek the Gemara, but it says ba'artzachem. I mean, the bottom line is, doesn't it say ba'artzachem? Zok the Gemara, ahumi boile, da'filu ba'aretz mekablam gerim. Did I skip anything? No. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we'll mekabal gerim. The Salkadai to Chamina Mishum Tavusa there to show Mizgaka Megairi. I would think that people were only being Megaya because of the benefit of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we should reject Gerim and Eretz Yisrael. We don't want Gerim to do it for ulterior motives. In Eretz Yisrael, there's ulterior motives. So therefore, we should say a rule, no accepting Gerim and Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malan, Vashtanami Deleka Tivusa. And even now that we're in Gaulus, even in Eretz Yisrael, Ikeleka Chikopeya Maiserani. There's still a benefit. There's financial benefit to being accepted as a ger in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malan, that we're not afraid that the ger is being Megayah for a benefit. Now, at the time of Malchus David, Chatzkila, we weren't Mekabel Gerim because there was a real benefit. But in the regular times, we're Mekabel Gerim in Eretz Yisrael as well. Rashi, no, the Lekka Taiva, Dr. Rashi, the Pasuk Cholav Utvash. And the Yidden were ahead of Beit HaMikdash, there was Zavet Chol V'Dvash. Now there's no Chol V'Dvash, but there's still Lekut, meaning there's a safety net. I like that word. Right, in Eretz Yisrael, they have a safety net. Lekut Shikhapeya Meitzer Ani. Right? For the 40%, what did he call them? The 47% of Americans that need the, whatever it is, the safety net. Yes? Yeah, but Goyim can't take it. Halachically, they're not allowed to take it.
It doesn't say you don't stop
them from taking it. That's because of Eva. But it's not really Rav. We don't make a big to-do over it, but if he asks, we say it's not for you.
If he asks, but if we don't, certainly don't stop him.
No, because of Ava. We don't stop them because we don't want to make a fight. But really, they don't belong there. It's meant for Jews. Nothing about Viter. Amar Abchia Barab, Amar Rabbi Yechonin. Abchia Barab said in the name of Rabbi Yechonin, Halochim, Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz Baretz, Tzarech Levi Raya. We don't rely on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to meet a Raya. Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutz Baretz, you need to bring a Raya. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, the Yachid Barabim, Halochim Karabim. Of course, we always pass him like the Rabbim. But the Gemara Mal de Tema, I would think, Mistaber time of Rabbi Yehuda, he has a pasuk that he says Ba'artzachem, right? Mashma that in only Ba'artzachem is Itcha. Mashma Lon that we don't pasuk like him, even though it seems like he has a pasuk. Look, Rashi, K'masai Yikro, right? K'masai Leikro. Mistaber time of Rabbi Yehuda, K'masai Leikro. The pesukim support him. Look, Rashi, La'imach Kol Mokim Shitcha Mashma for Le'Beretz. So Ba'artzachem Mamali. Why did I have to say Ba'artzachem? Elalav. Araya koi, the Be'eret Tzarech Levi Araya V'loi B'chutz L'aretz. The answer is that we don't paskim like him anyway. Just as an aside, the Gemara did not address the issue that we learned two things out of Be'eret Tzarech. One is to tell me he doesn't have to bring Araya if he has secondhand Edom, right? That's what we said. And now we also learned out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only in Eretz Yisrael do you have to bring a Raya, not in Chutz Laaretz. And according to the Torah Rabbanon, you learned out that we're willing to accept Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. How do you learn two things out from Artzachem? And the answer is, one is from Ba'aretz and one is from Ba'artzachem. The Gemara doesn't speak it out. I thought the Gemara said it, but the Mepharshim speak that out. So we can get two drushes out of Artzachem. The Gemara doesn't speak it out, but I thought the Gemara did. That's why I thought I skipped a part of the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't seem to speak it out. Not the Gemara Baiter. Tana Rabbanan. Ushvatam tzedek, says in the pasuk, you should judge righteously bein ish, ubein achiv, ubein geiroi, between a man and his brother, and between a ger. Now it says that the word ger next to the word ushvatam. Mikan amar Rabbi Yehuda. From here Rabbi Yehuda learned out, right, that Gershon is Gaia Bebezna Harita Ger, Baina Labain Atma Aina Ger. A Ger that was Megayer was a Bezan at the Ger, a Ger that decided to become Jewish on his own. He did Mila, Trila, he did Kabbalah Mitzvah. No Bezan is not a Ger. Now, it's interesting, he learns it out from the fact that it says Ushvata. Earlier, Rashi in the Pasik Mishvat Ksivvei, that you need a Bezan, it was a different Pasik, it was Mishvat Echad Yir Lechem Vela Ger. Rabbi Yehuda is learning it out from the pasuk, "Ushvatem tzedek ben ish ben achav ben geirai." Zok to Gemara. Ma'isa be'echad shabal lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. V'yomaloi, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Nisgayarti beinu lebein atzmi." Guy said, "I converted by myself. I did the conversion process all by myself." Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, yesh lecha edim. You have Edom that you converted the right way. Amalei lav, I have no Edom. Meaning, Tosfos asks, even if he had Edom, right, how can it help? Like, that's Tosfos' discussion. In fact, Tosfos, if you need Gimel, right, so, the Tosfos says, if you're going to tell me Gimel is only L'chatchila, if he had Edom, it wasn't Beinu Lebein Atzmi. He said, I was Megayer by myself. I'm going to show. If you need a Bezen, how does Edom help? And if you don't need a Bezen, right, it's only Chatzila, so then it wasn't Beinu Lebein Atzmi. He had Edom. So Tyson's Vag Shver.
But isn't Edom, Bezen is three and Edom is only two?
Right. So Tyson says, if you're going to tell me Bezen is only Chatzila, that's what Tyson says. Take a look at Tyson's Yesh Lecha Edom.
Such a thing as a document
that? Yeah. Yeah, sure. It happens all the time. Sure.
Today, but the big
man,
they didn't.
I don't know. Today, Bethan gives a document, sure. There was a bucket who came to the Israel. He had a Gairus. He had a Bethan Gairus in some city in America. And Rav Shiva suggested that he do a new Geirus, meaning go to the mikvah in front of Bezin, three people won't be Mekabel Mitzvahs, and do a Tavon Tambris, because in order that the Rav Shiva can give him a letter that he's a Geir. That way, if he moves to Eretz Yisrael, which he did, and you know, he has a letter of Geirus, it's the difference if you have a letter of Geirus from Rav Ruderman than if you have a letter from Geirus to some, probably a good Geirus, not questioning it. But Lamaisa and Eretz Yisrael, they know that the Shiva of Eretz Yisrael gave a letter is worth more than if a Rav in some other Midwest city or wherever it was, in the South, whoever it was, gives the letter. You know, nobody is questioning the validity of the Geirus. But the receiver told him, do yourself a favor, and that way I can give you a letter. So, you know, the question was, the bottom line, he got a letter from the receiver that he's a Ger Tzedek. Yeah, today we give letters. The Bezin gives a letter, because if not, it's all, by the way, it's one of the most controversial things, because, you know, we're going to get to it later. What happens if a Ger doesn't keep the mitzvahs after he became a Ger? Like, right away. Right? He's Mekabel Mitzvahs and then doesn't do them. So that puts the Geirus into question because he wasn't sincere. So now comes the big Shiloh. And that is, what if they don't know? The Geir is not taught all Taryag Mitzvahs. Yitzchak Margaretin doesn't all the Alokas and Shulchan Aruch. So how is the Geir supposed to know all Alokas and Shulchan Aruch? They give him an overview of what Yiddishkeit means, and he has to accept whatever he's taught is the halacha. What if he's never taught something? So he doesn't know. Right? So he does things connected halacha, but he never was taught that it's halacha by somebody that he trusts, or she trusts. Does that bring into question the Geirus? This is, I'm on tape, Ivanka Trump became a Geirus. She had a bezin of Orthodox rabbis, and she was Mekabel Mitzvahs. But she doesn't necessarily go dressed Kedat Yisrael. Never did. But the rabbi never told her, probably, that she has to. Because that rabbi's Jewish congregants also don't get dressed like Kedat Yisrael. So does that put into question her Geirus or not? This is the big tumult. That people say, yes, she's a Geirus, no, she's not a Geirus, right? And that's where Miloy Kavlan and Yedusa might make a difference. But again, it depends on, I don't know what she keeps, what she doesn't keep. But that's the issue in Kabbalah's mitzvah. There's no way to teach the Geir Arba Chalkev Shulchan Aruch. I mean, I don't know Arba Chalkev Shulchan Aruch, so I'm expecting a Geir to know more. Third, did you give him an overview? You have to keep this and that and this. And they accept to keep whatever they're told. It's a learning process. They don't become Paiskim the day they become a Geir. It's a learning process. They accept to accept. Now, if they were told something and they don't keep it right away, they were told you have to eat kosher and the guy goes and eats the McDonald's, that's not a Geirus. He never meant it. If right away you go to McDonald's and you were told you have to eat with a Hechsher, that's not a Geirus.
Let's say he did
eat
it, but
that is a Geirus, and that's very problematic. Because the Kedushin is a Kedushin. That's problematic. But that's because they kept it and then they fell. I was very careful when I worded it. I said they never kept it. That means the Kabbalah's mitzvah was not sincere.
Then it seems less of an issue.
That's why. What?
Why is it controversial?
You'd be surprised how controversial it is. Because what's the problem with a conservative Geirus? I'm not talking about reform. Reform just doesn't do mikvah, milah, tefillah. They don't do anything. But conservatives don't do milah and tefillah. They have a mikvah in Park Avenue and Park Synagogue to do geirus. Because the frum wouldn't let them use the regular mikvah. But they built a mikvah. There's a mikvah in Park Synagogue. I think the mikvah was built kalacha. And they do geirus. So what's wrong with the conservative geirus? Why don't frum people accept the conservative geirus? Because there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because the rabbi is not telling them to keep Taryag Mitzvahs. But he himself doesn't keep Taryag Mitzvahs. He himself doesn't Meshubba to the Torah. That's what the problem of conservative Geirus is. That's why whoever the Bezin is very important. You have to know that the Beis Din knew exactly what they were doing in the halacha of Kabbalah Smith.
Everybody says you sing very good.
He always says very good.
The guys with Kabbalah, not even to keep kosher, right? Good. A day after his Gerus, he had the first opportunity he had to go to Arby's. This is the first opportunity he had. The Yitzhar got him. He started eating at Arby's, right?
I mean, was it sincere? See, this is where the problem comes. How sincere was it if he didn't take a week to go eat in Arby's? This is the, again. That's why you need an Orthodox Beis Din for Geirus. The reason we insist on a frum Beis Din is because Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mila and Tvila, a conservative rabbi can watch. It's not a kosher diet, maybe, but that's a side point. But the answer is, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's no insistence that you keep the mitzvahs. I had the following story. I'm going to leave out which rabbi I was with. I have no involvement in Geirus. But the following story happened. There was a person in a city in the Midwest, not Cleveland. This happened in the 1970s. I was a bachur. I was in that city. And the rabbi of that city told me a story. He had a baal bas that was not from, who was married to a gaya, a lady that was not Jewish. And for some reason they started attending class, and she wanted to become Jewish. And she was willing to accept all mitzvahs, except she could not live without driving to shul on Shabbos. And they lived far away from shul, and the only way they could get to shul was drive. She was willing to be mekabel everything, but she has to drive to shul on Shabbos. Can you do a geirus? Now, if she says she's going to drive to shul on Shabbos, she's not being mekabel mitzvah. This rabbi's show. Can't do that. So the Rav told me, and again, I'm not testifying that this happened. The Rav told me that he asked one of the Gedali Hadar, and I will not mention the name, and the Gadol Hadar paskened that if she's makabel not to drive, just to sit in the car, and her husband drives her, she can become a geiris. Because she was makabel not to be mechal Shabbos, and sitting in the car without opening the door, without doing anything, would not be contrary to her Kabbalah mitzvah.
What about the rebuttal of a mirror lapse?
She didn't, I mean, he wanted to shul too. He wanted to go to shul too, the husband.
Oh, he was a guy?
No, he was a yid.
Oh, he was a yid.
And she was becoming a Jew. She was being megayer. He's going to shul anyway. He also went to shul.
Driving.
He drove every job. Sometimes he drove and sometimes she drove. He wasn't from.
You're not a user, not from person.
This is what I'm telling you, what the psak was from this Gadol. At least, again, the Gadol didn't tell to me. The Rav told me, b'shem the Gadol. I asked Rabbi Weinberg if I can rely on the Rav, and he said yes. That if he told it to you, he wouldn't lie. So the Rav told me that he asked the Gadol Bishrael, and the Gadol Bishrael said that she's mekabel all mitzvahs, and she won't drive on Shabbos, she won't do any malacha, just sit in the car, that is not a stira to Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And she became Jewish and from, and he was still fried, and then he did tshuva and moved to the neighborhood, they moved to closer to the shul, they didn't have to drive on Shabbos, and they both became from. That was the end of the story. But that was, I thought, an interesting stock in Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because Kabbalah's mitzvahs is where the key is. Mila and Trila is easy. It's Kabbalah's mitzvahs that's hard.
Could be they were Mekel, because this way he'd be marrying a Yid, married to a Yiddish.
Again, we're not Mekel and Geirus for any ulterior motive. If it wouldn't be a good Geirus, we wouldn't allow it.
Right.
It's not for marriage.
A good Geirus. Because here, he wouldn't be married to a guy. He wasn't divorcing her, and he was staying with the shiksa. So this way,
so therefore, we can allow her to become Jewish? Against Halakha? If Halakha, this is not a Geirus, he's not a Jew. You have to paskin the Geirus independently of who she's married to. Geirus has to be valid. If Halakha, she's not Jewish, she's not Jewish.
Right.
Right. If he was, he would say, I'm driving to Shalom Shabbos, they would have never been Megayer.
Exactly.
She's not
right.
being Makabal Mitzvah. So what if he's married to a guy? Listen, so she's not a Jew anyway if she wasn't Makabal Mitzvah. The chiddush of the Gabal was, that doesn't, again, I'm not passing a local Lamaisa, just saying a story that I heard in 1975.
Right.
That's when that story, I was told that story. Happened a few years before, but I heard it in 1975.
I'm just trying to think why they would have been makos so far on her.
Yes.
So don't become a guy. Don't become a guy.
Is it a valid gayrus? We don't let an invalid gayrus for any reason. If it's invalid, it's invalid. God didn't say since the yid is married to her, therefore we can do an invalid gayrus. Because then he's still married to a guy.
I understand. It's not an invalid gayrus because she was being Machal Shabbos.
That's the psak. So it's a chash. That's a psak.
Right.
I mean, once
that doesn't
the
make
said,
it valid for anybody
is.
Else to
it
go
is.
And be Machal Shabbos. Yeah, but what? That doesn't make it valid. That doesn't make it valid for other people to do that.
Yeah.
To sit
I don't know
in the
why
car.
Not. If it's a good gayrus, it's a good gayrus. Again, we're not being meku in gayrus. Either it is or it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that the God wouldn't let that happen in any other case. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. But he's saying it's a valid gayrus.
Right. Okay.
Gayrus happens to end up being very controversial. Because who does the gayrus? How insistent were they on a real Kabbalah mitzvah? This is where the problem comes. This is why there's always a tumult. Can you accept that bezin? Can you not accept that bezin? How sincere was the Kabbalah mitzvah? How much did bezin insist on the Kabbalah mitzvah? That's the focus of what gayrus works or doesn't work. When you hear tumult about gayrus, they'll say that bezin doesn't really insist on Kabbalah mitzvah to the degree that they should. And that becomes the focus of whether we accept gayrus or we don't accept gayrus, all kinds of tumbles and all kinds of bezins. Now, it's all, they don't accept certain bezins, gayrus, they do accept certain, because they have to know that the bezin is insisting on a sincere, true Kabbalah mitzvah. That's where the gayrus becomes difficult. Mila and Tefillah is easy, especially today. Most people are circumcised, so all you have to do is prick at a Makam Amila. No big deal. It's the Kabbalah mitzvahs where the focus of valid or invalid gayrus today, I'm not talking about reform gayrus, they don't do anything. I'm talking about Orthodox gayrus. What? I know. And then you pay a check. That's right. I get it. It's like similar to confessions by a priest. I get it. Right. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is that the questionable gayrus that you always hear about is all comes down to was the bezin strict enough in Kabbalah's mitzvah. That's where usually the shaila is. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael they required letters from certain batei din, because they don't trust any Tom, Dick, and Harry that he did it correctly. A few years ago, there was a big tumult about a certain bezin in America that was makabel a lot of gayrim. There was a big tumult. Because the bottom line was, it was not they didn't think that bezin did an appropriate job. Again, I'm not here to postulate on that. We'll continue it tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh.